This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ah, Boomer and Gio are back for a big Monday program. Going to be here all week, too. How about that? The gang's back together for the week. Kind of cool.
We'll be here all week, folks.
We'll be here all week.
Yeah. Mm. I saw Adam Silver was on a talk show, Jerry. Actually, he was on the show with Charles Barkley and
Gail King.
Gail King.
CNN, is that where that is?
Yeah, it's on CNN. Mm. And he was talking about younger people watching NBA games just through social media clips.
Yeah, I think that's huge.
Like is how they consume basketball.
Yeah.
And he said, quote, they feast on social media, and our players are incredibly popular there. But it's not a substitute for watching live games. He said the problem is social media viewership does not generate revenue the same way game viewership does.
Well, that's true.
So they're getting a little nervous, Jerry.
And they should. I also am of the belief, because of watching games and calling games, watching the highlights is fine as a fan. There's nothing wrong with it. But you do miss a lot when you don't watch games.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we've discussed this many times. You can watch highlights of a baseball game and you know exactly what's going on. You know who won, who had the big hits. But you do miss certain things that happen that lead you to those, you know, results. It just depends on how much of a fan you are. But he's not wrong. I mean, I've always told you, like Matthew and his friends, they do watch games, but my God, they watch a lot of highlights. This weekend was the first time I saw him in a while locked in on like the NCAA tournament. Like he was in front of the TV, not just watching highlights, like watching the games.
Put on actual games.
Yeah, where I actually thought he'd be more highlight driven this weekend. He wasn't. He was into the games.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the NBA early on, they were one of the leagues that embraced putting their clips on social media and letting just even content creators use their stuff to get it out to the younger generation.
Yeah.
But now it seems like because they did it that way, that the younger generation wants to, quote unquote, watch games that way, which is not watching games.
Correct.
And they have these huge rights fees.
Yeah.
And they want to draw huge audiences. And I guess that's something, I don't know how they fix that going forward.
Well, I'll tell you how you fix it. You make it more important to play in the regular season. I mean, that's another aspect to this. Like, if the players aren't going to give you 100%, number one, we have off nights. It's gotten better. I don't want to say it hasn't been. It's gotten better with the rest days and the load management. But if you watch NBA basketball and you really think guys are playing 100% every night, it's not even close. And then you watch them in the playoffs, they look like different teams. So if you're not going to value the regular season, why should a fan? I think they probably watch more postseason games than they do regular season games. I would think that's not highlight driven. But to me, that's a problem that the league has created and the players have created.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fix it.
Less games.
Like the Knicks, to me, are one of the few teams that give you 100% every night. And I think that's why I don't want to say overachieve. I think that's why they're as good as they are and why I do believe they've got a chance to make a deep run in the postseason. This team plays hard every night. I watched the Nets. I know you didn't watch Nets-Knicks the other day. I'm not even going to be stupid to ask. The Nets look like they are going through the motions. No one's running. They can't rebound the damn ball. All those things are effort. The Knicks kicked the crap out of them in the fourth quarter, physically and effort-wise. And it's obvious. So if you've got teams that aren't going to play hard, why should fans watch hard?
Good point. If you're not going to play hard, we don't watch hard. We watch highlights only.
No, the Nets, to me, have enough talent to be better than they are. And I don't know if it's the coaching or just the lackluster don't-give-a-crap attitude, but pains me to say this. I'd rather watch the Knicks right now. because I feel like they're giving you a full effort.
And you're a Nets fan, Jerry.
Yeah, yes. The Nets have become boring to watch. They don't do anything. They shoot a million threes, don't rebound the ball. That's great. Great recipe to win games. Phenomenal.
All right, so you're out for them. You're now a Knicks fan.
I'm not a Knicks fan, but they are a much more intriguing watch, and they actually give you effort.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There was a misleading type headline.
You're
concerning
kidding.
The women's NCAA tournament, only because of everything that's going on with Ohtani and mm-hmm. the betting. And there was an NCAA ref was pulled at halftime of the Chattanooga NC State women's basketball game because of a background conflict. That sounded to me like betting of some sort.
Yeah, you would think.
So I did read the entire article, Jerry.
Yeah.
And as I got further on down the paragraphs, turns out she went to school at Chattanooga.
How do you not know that when you assign them the games? Honestly.
But she also should have said, I went to Chattanooga. I can't ref the Chattanooga
Fair enough,
game.
But someone's got to know when they put the refs in place.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that's their only job is scheduling the refs. Shouldn't you do some sort of a check to make sure there's no issues like that? I mean, come on.
Is Chattanooga in Tennessee?
Tennessee. Probably another place I'll never get to.
Yeah. You'll
what
get
fame
there.
Wasn't...
You went to Nashville, isn't
didn't
that?
Terrell Owens go to Chattanooga?
I'm going to say yes, Jerry, because you said that so confidently.
Because he was one of the best receivers we've ever seen. He didn't go to USC or UCLA. He went to Chattanooga, I'm pretty sure. I'll check that out on the break. But Eddie's giving me the nod, so I think I got that right. Chattanooga. You want to go there next week?
No, but you've been to Tennessee. You went to Nashville, I thought.
I did go to Nashville.
Yeah, so you've already been.
Yes.
You could check Tennessee right off your list there.
It is off the list, but not Chattanooga. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, get you to Boomer and Geo. Right now, Odyssey Sportsman at Amy Lawrence talking about exactly what we're talking about. Hoops.
Hoops.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, not a lot of time. We got Boomer and Geo standing by. What'd you leave for the end, Al?
Jerry, we had a biting incident in UFC. You know, this harkens back to the Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield ear bite. This was a man bit another man right on the arm, like a chunk,
and
Jerry.
And he got kicked out, right?
Kicked out of UFC.
Yeah.
And then the fighter who got bit in the arm immediately tattooed the bite marks on him. So he seemed happy to get bit.
That's a cool man right there.
There, he's like, look at how badass I am, Jerry. I got bit right in the
arm. Bite it again.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.